Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
There's lots of room.
It's time to get on or get off. Play the bandwagon as the American League ties the game with a two spot in the ninth.
Let's go.
They tie the game at six, going to the bottom of the ninth. Aroldis Chapman coming on for the American League. So
maybe Josh Hader for the 10.
I was going to say guaranteed 10th. That this game is over here because, you know, Aroldis Chapman, big spot, big stage.
Yeah. Maybe.
First batter he's going to face is Kyle Schwarber.
It's fun, man. Like, everybody I look up, they're throwing 100. They're pumping 100 miles per hour.
Is Schwarber going to take him yard?
It'd be so awesome. That'd be awesome.
That could very well happen if Schwarber just takes him yard.
I'd be on that bandwagon.
All right, number one, Sean. No good deed goes unpunished. So, Sandra and Chris decided to rent out a two-bedroom apartment to a friend of theirs who was basically homeless. For just £30 a week. He paid rent for 1 week. 7 years later, they finally got him out of the apartment.
What?
I don't know how this even happens.
Squatter.
But he only paid rent the first week and then never paid rent again. And when they finally got access to the apartment, over 3,000 empty beer cans piled up higher than the furniture were all over the apartment. The place was massive filth. Just a couple of weeks after he moved into the apartment, he stopped communicating with them, stopped paying rent, blocked access to the property. He wouldn't leave and he wouldn't pay rent. After 7 years, they said the inhumane state of filth that they found from the property that they originally had purchased for their daughter. Thousands of beer cans, many of which had been refilled with recycled beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured. Because they probably shut off the plumbing. Right? Like, isn't that how you get a guy out of there?
It doesn't say they did that, but it said many of them were literally filled to the top with recycled beer. They were all over every room. Bags of
poop.
The old number two. And stacks of empty takeout boxes.
Oh, my gosh.
He did thousands of dollars in damage to the walls, to the carpet, to the furniture, to the appliances, the bathroom sink, the toilet. Chris, who's one of the two owners, him and his wife, he's been diagnosed with incurable cancer. He had to retire, and he's just not well enough to deal with this whole mess.
The cleanup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, you can't believe when you see it. This is, I mean, I've never even seen a fraternity house look like that.
I watch a lot of episodes, or I used to, of Hoarders. That's on par. That's rank. Oh,
this
my
is,
gosh.
This is the sink. Look at all the black mold.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how you get that.
I mean, that's bad, but I've seen worse on Hoarders. Yeah.
And all he had to pay was $30. Oh, my gosh. The bathroom is just like, oh, my God.
Using that toilet?
No, he's using big black plastic bags instead of the toilet.
Are you using that toilet?
Oh, dude, I'm not going in that house. I might just knock the whole damn thing down. There's no way you'd let someone deny you access to your own property for 7 weeks, let alone 7 years. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm on the bandwagon.
Where's your
7
bell?
Weeks? How about 7 days?
You need your bell.
How about 7 hours?
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, look, if you have a lease with someone, it's one thing, but like somebody who's not paying their lease and is not communicating, and then like, you know, for months they just... they're blocking me from the property.
Where is this, by the way?
This is in the UK.
All the things happen in the UK. Is squatting a thing in the UK? I wonder, like it is in New York and stuff. Like, you hear horror stories about squatters, you know, taking over and just being destructive at, you know, places in New York. No way I'm letting this happen. Like, I'm shutting off electricity. I'm shutting off plumbing. I am, like, smoking this guy out. You know, is what I'm doing. Like, literally after seven days, it's going to start to get serious. Like, I'm shutting all of your stuff off. So I'm very much on the bandwagon.
Like, at some point, the dude obviously came out to get takeout boxes. So
he either had to come out or somebody was going to the door and he was taking everything in.
Yeah, if somebody was going to the door and it was coming in, they were going to meet Joey Bag of Donuts and Tommy Socks.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Chris, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, at some point you kind of got to call the cops, right? I mean, you just figure this out. I mean, it's too long.
How long are you going?
A week?
Yeah,
just a week. And then this kind of reminds me of a story back in college. I had a roommate. His room kind of looked like that.
Ugh.
It was bad. And I would ask him to clean. Dude, he was just nasty.
He was your roommate?
He was my roommate. Yes. It was after my ex and I broke up and we lived together and we ended up separating. So yeah, I had a roommate. He moved in and his room kind of looked like that. And I've also been into rooms like that, like quarters.
Yeah.
And they're bad, man. They're bad. So I don't know how they went 7 years with that.
That's just wild.
That's what's crazy to me. So, but overall, I'm on and he would just clean.
Yeah.
Doesn't take too long. Just
I mean,
clean.
Month, a month. You don't get the rent after the, you know, the first month that it's due. Oh, no. You're out. Whatever it takes. You are out.
If we're 7 months into this, yeah. Tommy Socks, Joey Bag of Donuts, they're going to be the ones bringing you food.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay them a little extra, too, to go in there and take care of business.
And I promise... if you would have preferred to have paid me, then paid them.
Yeah, there you go. You're paying them with your life.
Man, you're paying them with some blood, maybe some teeth. The consistency of some bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're paying all those things.
I'm sure you have more bandwagon ears. We can do a bandwagon 2.0 if you want to.
You'd like to do more band... Oh, wow. That's a hell of a way for the inning to end.
I tell you what. Are you or are you not hoping this thing goes like 13 innings?
I'm hoping that Josh Hader doesn't have to pitch.
I want it to go all the way to the brink, just to see how they handle running out of players. What if you run out of players? I want to see it. I don't know the last extra inning All-Star game that we've had.
So, supposedly, the All-Star game will be decided by a home run derby. After
I was going to say, are they in, they're in a delay?
Man, really?
Yeah, that's how
they're
in a delay.
They're going to home run derby?
Yeah, yeah, they're doing a home run derby type of.
Yeah, he's saying pick three.
Mm-hmm. Here we
pick
go.
Pick three guys.
Cal Raleigh?
It's so the for the American League is Jonathan Aranda, Randy Arozarena, and Brent Rooker. For the National League is Pete Alonso, Eugenio Suarez, and Kyle Schwarber.
We did this for extra innings in the Constellation League, which was the league that they ran out of Constellation Field COVID year, and they had four teams. And when it was tied after nine innings, it was home run derby.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you pick three guys, you get three swings. A lot of times, it was like there was one home run hit.
Was that still Bay Area Toros?
No. That Constellation League was four. It was the Skeeters, and they basically made up three other teams.
Okay, yeah. I think Bay Area Toros like ended up basically becoming the Skeeters, but it was probably a little bit before that.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.